Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight. It is Friday, the 27th. Man, this year has been moving, and I wish the snow would go away. I want to say a happy and safe Friday to everyone. And I want you to be very careful out there, because I want you to be around to listen to my great show. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. I guess that's mountain time. This show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show, you can simply go to my website at www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button and make your support known. If you want to reach me or listen to the show, you can dial 347-633-9376 or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com, McClureDonS@AOL.com. or Don S. McClure at DSMPublications.com. Actually, that's .net. I'm looking at my board like, why am I reading that crazy? Well, you can find all my fascinating books is on my website. And don't forget, we've got our donation fundraiser going on. We're trying to raise the funds for our literacy campaign. So I want you to get involved. I got to send some special shouts out tonight. But we have reached, drum roll, please. Brum, 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 brum. That's a sad drum. We have reached 50,250 listeners. So starting the show off with a bang to all my friends, fans, supporters, family, relatives, cousins that I don't know, babies that I just forgot about. I don't have no babies that I forgot about. So let's get a few shouts out before we start the show. I got to send a special shout out to Tiffany Lowe in Nashville. Now, Tiffany's my girl. When I was in Memphis, she supported everything I did. I sent an email out the other day, and Tiffany just sent a check back in. I mean, that girl is just bad. She's supporting the Literacy Project. She's been a friend for some time. And when I sent her the email, she always sends back a check. She went right to the website and made her donation. That's my girl there. I mean, she's a sharp person. To Glenda, she is a new listener, and she says she's going to my website tonight and purchase a book. I hope it's to have a friend. That's one of my best books. And to Sharon L. Cottrell. I hope I pronounced her name right. C-O-T-T-R-E-L-L. She's a beautiful young woman, and she's going to be getting into the bridal business. So I want you people to, when she gets her website up, to support her. She is a new listener and a friend, and she will be reading one of my best books soon that was sent out from our publishing house in the Carolinas. So I know she will enjoy it when she gets her copy. and to Marguerite in Canada, Montreal, who said she just started listening to the show last week and said it's now her favorite show. So she is listening to my show at 8 p.m. Eastern. Wow, I thought it was a little later than that in Canada, but I guess it's not. And a shout out to my best friend and buddy who has a nonprofit organization, Anthony, Tony, Stephen, in Chicago, Illinois. He's got a group called Mind Influence Attitude, Inc. That's my guy, so I'm going to be pushing to help his organization grow because we got to help the mind. That's important. Tonight's topic is a special one to me, believing in yourself. The real question is, what will it take for you to believe in yourself? To heal, you must first take the first step. They say the longest step to a long journey is your first, then the second, and then the third. After that, you're on your way because you realize the journey begins with your first step. And next step, it becomes a little easier. So I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about this before we get ready to hit this great show. I mean, I am on fire. My board is lit up with blue lights. And check this out. We've got a new studio board. I mean, they've been working hard in New York, and this board looks so beautiful. Oh, that's so sweet. The engineering department, I want to say thank you. Because, I mean, this board looks really good. God, I wonder how much of my money did they spend. Anyway, let's get the show started, ladies and gentlemen. I am looking forward to talking to you tonight. I love all of y'all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I just send these kisses out, and my computer got slob all on it. But I want you to sit back and relax and think about it. Believing in yourself. That's tonight's topic. And why can't we get you to really believe in yourself? And we're going to talk a little bit about domestic violence. That's a problem in our communities across the country, and it's happening too often, and we really have to address it. So we're going to play this track called The Art by Chrisette Michelle. And then when we come back, we'll be ready to jump into our show. So hang in there with me and enjoy what's going to happen tonight. Because I believe before you leave this show tonight, you're going to believe in yourself. And that's important.
You're talking to Prince. You're talking to Beyonce. You're talking to Janelle Monáe. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art. You're talking to Sting. You're talking to Ozzy. You're talking to Pharrell and Frank. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art.
I'm aware of the mess I make, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the ego.
Go.
I ain't stressed by the time I take now. It's all a part of the show. Beyonce, you're talking to Janelle Monáe. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art. You're talking to Sting, you're talking to Ozzy, you're talking to Pharrell and Frank. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art. I'm cool in the streets. I'm good in the hood. No fame.
Ain't the same.
Yeah.
Talking about a track. I like that. You talking about Don? You talking about McClure? You talking about Don? Actually, no, my name wasn't in the song. I sure wish it had been. I mean, I like that track. That's one of those neo soul tracks. Pop, 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 ba da 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 da. Oh, do you know my producer asked me if I could braid hair? And I just laughed. I said, I remember this friend of mine. She had a daughter, and she could have been no more than about six, I guess six or seven. Anyway, she was getting ready to go to school, and her mom wasn't at home, and she needed her hair braided. And I braided her hair. And she went to school, and she said, her teacher said, you look crazy. Who braided your hair? So I thought about that. She said, she said, my Uncle Don. And man, I had these braids sticking all in the top of her head. I feel so sorry for that little girl. So I had to laugh with my producer. Said, Don, can you braid hair? I said, braid hair, please. Oh, man, that was just too funny. I was dying to tell you that because he asked me that. I looked at him like, you must be crazy. And I still had images of this little kid going to school looking like buckwheat. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, little girl. I didn't mean to do that to you. Oh, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only, the non-braiding Don S. McClure. If you want to listen to my show, you can listen to it on the internet. It's called the Don S. McClure Show, or you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can listen to the show. My board is lit up with blue lights, and I'm telling you, we got a new board. And I think that's where they spent my money at, because I haven't got my check this month from Blog Talk Radio, man. I think they spent my money up on this new board. But anyway, I'm enjoying the show. I want you to be safe out there. We're talking about believing in yourself. Now, you would think anyone who is past the age of 42 would believe in themselves a lot greater than when they were 32. But the truth of this issue is that most people find many ways on a daily basis not to believe in themselves and the power they have over their own life. Now, I want you to think about that. There are movies out there like the Ernie Davis story. A young man who fights with all his heart to stay alive and complete his dream of playing football besides Jim Brown. And it's a true story. He wants to play on the Cleveland Brown team, and yet he loses his life to leukemia at the age of 23. But if you watch this young man, he believes in himself so much that the team believed in him so much and his desire to play. After he passed, they built statues to him and great honoring. And the thing is, he was the first young African-American male to win the Heisman Trophy, the first. And it wasn't his fault that he got leukemia. But the thing was, he fought this thing tooth and nail. No matter what anybody said, he knew he was going to play football. I want you to get that kind of desire inside your head. Stop letting other people tell you what you're worth. Yeah, you're going to have some rejection sometimes. Yeah, you're going to have failed relationships. Yes, you're going to have things that's going to happen to you. Sometimes your bills are going to get out of whack. But you've got to believe in yourself. And it just irritates the heck out of me how many people are on the internet listening to other people tell them how they should think and what they should do, where they should go. And you don't believe in yourself. That's why it hasn't happened for you. And even after you get started, you have to realize it just may not be your time. Now, like I said, we're talking about this. I want you to look up this man, Ernie, E-R-N-I-E, Davis. I got a chance to see the story on TV, and I was just impressed with this young man. And he told somebody he was mentoring. He said, you don't need to be like me. You be better than me. You go out and you do what you've got to do. And so he was an icon. At 23 years old, this man died. And on the Black History calendars, we need to have him out there. In your homes, you need to talk about this young man. 23 years old, leukemia takes him. So when you're thinking about it and you're down and out and you're complaining and you just can't seem to find everything you want, you just keep digging your heels in, even though it looks bad. It's going to change for you. I'm writing some of my greatest books. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to bringing out the characters. My book, To Have a Friend, it talks about friendship. It talks about this one man who was willing to put his life on the line for his best friend. And what I like about my books, they're all full of moral character, because I'm always trying to get people to see you can be what you want to be. You may not make it to the stars, but you can get up in the air. So I want you to think about that while we're talking about that and look up this man, Ernie Davis. We all should know his name. I just saw the story the other night, and a lot of people do, but a lot more need to know his story. I want you to start believing in yourself no matter what anybody says. And I'm going to tell you a story about a young lady that only has one leg, and she's still out there trying to date and do things just like women with two legs. That's a person who believes in themselves. And she's had some ridicule from guys after they find out she's got just one leg. But guess what? She looked pretty enough for them to go after her. So I want you to think about that. She gets up in the morning, makes her face look gorgeous, and goes to work and does what she's got to do. So I want you to think about believing in yourself. We got a track we're going to play called I Am Beautiful by Candice Glover, which is fitting into our themes. And I want you to concentrate on this now. I want you to think about being the best and believing in yourself. When nobody else believes in you, you don't even have to be bothered with them. There's a movie I want you to see called The Kingdom of Heaven. And when somebody disagrees with Salahuddin, the leader of the Muslims, he just tells them, now listen to this. Thank you for your visit. You don't even tell him to get out. He just says, thank you for your visit. They say, but I got something. He says, thank you for your visit. So when you get that irritation on your phone, just say, you know what? Thanks for calling me. Let's listen to this track, I Am Beautiful, which ties into our theme song, Believing in Yourself, because the guy she was with didn't believe in her. But guess what? She said, I am beautiful. somebody that believes in themselves. And what she's saying is that sometimes you get with somebody and they talk about you real bad, stuff like that. Girl, dump them. Don't even worry about them. Just say, get the heck out. I want you to believe in yourself, because you know what? You've got a beautiful life because you're still here. So I want you to think about that and start believing in yourself. And yeah, it's going to be rough. Right now, I'm sending out letters to all the convention and visitors bureaus across the country, asking them to support my show. And I already know that some of them are not going to reply. And I know that some of them may write back and say, we just don't have it. But what about the ones that do write back? And even if they don't, at least I had the courage to go out there and get after it. And you never know. So I just wrote to all the presidents of the California bureaus. And yes, I'm going to be in California. And yes, I'm going to be in Memphis. And yes, I'm going to be in Nashville. And I'm going to just be all over the goddamn world. Uh-oh. My priest just popped up on my screen. I got a Skype button. And I don't know why he... Why don't you go find something to do? Go. He told me, say, Hail Mary, full of grace. I said, man. He's always watching me like Big Brother or something. And my producer's shaking his head. I think I'll try to braid his hair later. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. If you want to listen to the show, you can go 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and listen in on. Or you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, the one and only. Man, I like saying that. That is really a nice name, too. I loved it when my mother named me that. They had a christening with swords and shields, and this is the son, Don, the conqueror of the world. I know my mother slapped me for telling that story. That wasn't happening. But it sounded good. Listen, I'm enjoying my show, and I want you to start believing in yourself. Tonight, the story of the guy that we're talking about is Ernie Davis. He is the first Heisman Trophy winner for an African-American student. I mean, nobody had it before him. So we have to salute Ernie for doing what he needed to do, because he believed in himself. Now that you've thought about that, I want you to write it down. And the real question is, what will it take for you to believe in yourself? We continue to fall short when we receive the first letter of rejection. That's when we got a resume, or we got a nonprofit, or we got a project, or the first failed relationship. And I remember some of them that I had when I was a kid. But you know what? You can't let that form you. Can't let that become your battle cry. So no matter what anybody tells you, if it's something you really want to do, that's good now. We're not talking about just doing something. But if you really want to be at the top of your game, believe in yourself. That's important. We got a track called You'll Never Find Anybody Better Than Me. And I think they wrote that for Don McClure. Anyway, it's by Brian Coberson. It's called You'll Never Find. And this young lady is telling this guy, like, look, you go ahead and go on down the street if you want to, but you'll never find any love better than mine. Now, that's some believing in yourself. I don't know what my producer was saying to me. I don't know what it was. I guess I wasn't coming in clear enough. Well, I hope everybody can hear me. I think we're back on. We had a short difficulty. Our internet messed up, and I don't know why. So let me check with my producer and see if they can hear me. Okay, they say they can hear me back on the show. I apologize for that. We got a new board. I don't know what they're doing. But we're back online, and people are listening to the show. So that's a good thing. And I kind of lost my rhythm there because the show went offline. Man, I hate that when that happens. But anyway, we're back, and I'm enjoying the show on a Friday night. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we went off air for a few seconds. Hope it wasn't that long. And we're back. I got to play a quick PSA and check our board and see what's going on with it, why we seem to be having this problem. But we'll be right back after this quick PSA.
Finding quality child care is important. Do you know the questions to ask?
Are children supervised at all times?
Does the staff know first aid and CPR?
Be child care aware. Just call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org.
How many children are being cared for?
Does this child care program have an emergency plan?
Finding the right child care could be one of the biggest decisions any parent will ever make. Let us help. Valuable information for parents as well as child care providers is available online and on the phone, and it's all free.
Have all the child care providers gone through a background check?
Have they had proper child care training?
The questions you need answered, the answers you've been looking for. Call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org. Be Child Care Aware.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about believing in yourself. And I know I got to believe in myself because I hate it when my show cuts off. But anyway, we're asking that question. We would like to think that after the age of even 30, 42, that you start to gain some wisdom. And again, it's all about believing in yourself. I remember my mom used to tell me that all the time. Don't worry about what other people say about you, what they think, and what their opinion is. You just keep your word, and you go on and do what you've got to do. Now, I know a lot of people, like I said again, we're thinking about that every day. Sure, we get a little bit down. Sure, you're going to get the rejections. Sure, things are going to happen. But if you keep working toward your goal, my favorite saying, and I want you to write this down, it does not rain forever. And that's an important issue. Because even though the storm comes, I want you to think of yourself like a flower. They've been around for ages. They're still growing. And they're still beautiful. No matter how many windstorms come, no matter how many times a tsunami comes, no matter how many times Moses parts the Red Sea, you still have flowers. So I want you to start to think of yourself like that flower. Find a flower that you like, a rose, a daffodil, a tulip. Ooh, I wonder if they got tulips. But anyway, I want you to find a flower that you like and nurture that flower. Make that your guiding point. A lot of times when you buy flowers and you think they're not going to survive, guess what? They live longer than what you thought. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The number to dial is 347-633-9376. That's the number where you can dial in and listen to the show, or you can dial in and ask me a question. You're on the Don S. McClure Show tonight. It is 7:37, and I am having a ball. So we're going to go across the seas for a minute. Now, there's an artist called Dan, D-A-N-N, and when I saw his video, as I said before, they're breaking plates and stomping up and down because they're talking about how to change their life in France. And so it's kind of like believing in themselves, and they've had enough, and I love the song. You may not be able to understand the words, but the beat is so awesome. So let's go overseas to France. We're going to play Dan, D-A-N-N, and it's called The Crisis, because he's tired of everybody getting everything from the people and not giving anything back.
Aux victimes de la crise, gavées de friandises, crise de foi qui dégoûte, accident de la route, crise d'essence du pétrole, des gaz aérosols, crise de la quarantaine, de morale puritaine, crise des oppositions, dans la baie des cochons, crise au sondage de Liège, l'abandon est à siège, crise du couple cardiaque, en manque aphrodisiaque, crise de la vocation, pour conduire en enfer, aux victimes de la crise.
Publications and make that $25 donation. Like A, she is such a beautiful woman in California.
I mean, man, I think God just took a chisel and cut her out and said, hey, done. This is the goddess of the world. A friend of mine told me Moses is going to get me one day. But no, she's a great person. And again, I want to send a shout out to my best friend, Anthony Stevens, and a shout out to my best friend, Doyle Wicks, who's a photographer who, man, I am wild about that guy there. Doyle's got to be at least 72 years old by now and still shooting pictures. So it just goes to show you, when you believe in yourself, he believed in himself as a photographer, and he's done a great job. I got to definitely send a shout out to my friend Carmen Collins, who used to be one of the top models in Chicago, Illinois. She just posted a picture on Facebook. That's my girl there. We used to hang out together. I mean, I'm wild about her. And the thing is, the picture was so beautiful. I'm trying to inspire her to write her book about her life, talking about the modeling world and all the stuff she went through. So there's a lot of great stories out there. And if you want to talk to me about writing a book, you could reach me at 312-730-7375. That is my cell number. You can dial me, and I'll be able to answer, provided that my phone's acting right. But you're listening to the Donis McClure Show tonight. It is Friday with our 50,000 listeners, and man, I am having a ball, even though our screen is messing up. My board is still lit up with blue lights from Alabama, Indiana, Chicago, California, New York, Detroit. I get to see all the area codes that come across my screen, and that's a good thing, unless there's so many that I can't figure them out. But we're talking about tonight believing in yourself, and as I said, I want you to look up the Ernie Davis story, a young man who fights with all his heart to stay alive and completes his dream of playing football besides the great Jim Brown on the Cleveland Brown team. And yet he loses his fight to leukemia at the age of 23 years old. But he never gave up his dream. And a lot of times, like I said, no matter what people tell you, yeah, they promise you support sometimes, you don't get it. Yeah, they promise you they're going to be the right person and they don't end up being that. But again, there's a lot more good out there than it is bad. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I got to take a quick PSA about dads and parenting. And yes, we're going to talk a little bit about domestic violence. I hate that stuff. Guys, get a grip on it. If they don't want you, they don't want you. But we're going to talk about this PSA when we come back about dads, because there's a lot of good dads out there.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Oh, and that was so sweet. I remember when I used to say that to my son. "Don't make me come back there." He'd say, "Yeah, right." No, my kids actually, they respected me. I just can't believe that I was a dad. Can you believe I was a dad? Yes. Donis McClure. I have two sons and a daughter. Oh, that's so sweet. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and we're talking about believing in yourself. And you know, my great-great-great-grandfather, he believed in himself. He had these suspenders on, and he was a landscaper, and he was a gardener. Man, my granddads were bad. My other grandfather, he was kind of the aristocratic kind. But I got a lot of stuff from them. It just, they handed it down through the bloodlines. But I always believed in myself after I became encouraged. And I want you to think about that. I don't want you to ever let anybody take your joy away. And yes, some things don't work out. But it doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. It just means that you're moving on to bigger and better things. We got a track we're going to play by Vesta called Congratulations, where she's with this guy and he didn't tell her he was getting married. But her girlfriend came down the street and said, hey, girl, your man is at the church. And you don't even know it. He's getting married. She ran in there and said, well, I guess I got to say congratulations. So, but you got to think about this. Here your man is getting married. You just left him a couple of days ago. But you're so believing in yourself. You say, well, what the heck? Hey, congratulations. Wish it could have been me, but it's not. But you know what? Hey, it's for the best. Go on about your business. I'd have threw a rock upside his head. No, I don't want you to do that. But let's play this track by Vesta, Congratulations. It's one of the old super tracks.
Our love was here to stay, and now today's your wedding day.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I don't know if I think I would have said congratulations. Matter of fact, I don't even think I would have ran toward the church. I'd have been like, you got to be joking. I like the girl, but Vesta, I don't know about that one. Talk about he'll always be the one for you. He married somebody else. You got to have a little bit more self-esteem. I mean, I like Vesta. I hope I don't get a letter from her crew, but I don't think I'd have been running inside no church asking him why he getting married to him, but I wish it would have been me. I think I'd have said, I'm glad I'm out of this junk. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we are talking about believing in yourself. And that's something you truly have to do. That's all you have. Always at the end of my show, I always say, enjoy life. That's all you have. And that's truly all you have. So when you run into things that don't work out for you or things that just seem lousy in life, you got to sit back, look at the decisions you made, the good or bad ones, and you got to say, okay, but you know what? There's a way out. I know when I get really down and out, I just start thinking about some of the great people that I've ran into, listened to lecture, seen them achieve things that were just considered impossible. But they did it anyway. That's the stories that you got to hold on to. There's nothing wrong with going home and crying your little heart out. There's nothing wrong with having some doubt sometimes. But you got to come back to the table of life, which that's all it is, the table of life, pick yourself up and say, you know what, I'm better than that. I'm going to go on with my life and do some better things and just continue. Because one monkey don't stop the show. And I used to hear that all the time, and I never understood what they were saying. What they were saying was, nobody can stop your joy. Nobody. Not your bills, not your exes, not your children, not your grandparents, not your mom and dad, not your cousin, not anybody, not your dog, your cat. If you believe in yourself, that's the greatest person in the world to be your friend, to look out for you, is self. Because once you do that, other people will gravitate to you. You always want to be around the people that think, hey, you can get up out of this no matter what you do. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It is 7:56. We are almost out of here in 30 more minutes. But in the meantime, in between time, man, they haven't said that in some years. I'm enjoying the Don S. McClure Show and believing in yourself. And as I said, I want you to write that down. Believe in yourself, no matter what anybody tells you. Just think you're great. And get up in the morning, look in that mirror, and do like I do. I just say, ooh, you are so cute. I'm just kidding. Sort of. I got to play this track by Erica Campbell from, I think that's what, Sister to Sister, Mary to Mary, or whatever it is. Oh, Mary, Mary. Okay. My producer said, Don, it's Mary, Mary. I said, okay. Erica Campbell has a track called You Are. And again, I want you to think about yourself. I want you to pick yourself up. If you don't believe in yourself, start today. If you do believe in yourself, then you're already on your way. It is 7:57. I've got a track to play by Erica Campbell. You Are.
Thinking about you too. All around the world, what they talk about. if I didn't hold your hand. Cause no matter where I go, I never, ever, ever go without you. I just couldn't do it, no, I wouldn't get through it. Trying to rock without you like an engine with no fluid. I crash and I burn and I die without, without.
Copy of my book called The Gods and the Beginning of Life. That is an amazing book. One of my aunts read the book and she said, Don, you think you heavy, but it was a really great book. So I want you to get that book or any of my books. You can go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net. That's where you can find all my fascinating books, and man, you will really enjoy The Gods and the Beginning of Life. I mean, Homer doesn't have anything on me. I know I'm good. And I want you to believe in yourself. Forget what anybody else says. I'm going to play this track by Gloria Gaynor, and it's talking about believing in yourself, which is what our show is about tonight. So forget what anybody else says. You become I Will Survive. I like this song, too. I was playing that when I was doing my workout. I will survive. I know I'm good. I'm going to live no matter what I do.
Let me play this track, the Don S. McClure Show, the new theme song, I Will Survive.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned.
Better than Vesta singing congratulations. She said, hey, look, I should have made you leave that key. She said, because if I'd have known you was coming back to bother me, I'd have took your key and changed the locks. Man, that's a girl who believes in herself. She's like, I had enough of this foolishness. You're talking on the Don S. McClure Show, and I don't know why we're having some problems tonight with our music tracks. They seem to be going in and out. We're going to have to fix that. The number to dial is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and listen to the show, or you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. The one and only, the one that God made, only one of me. And every time I talk to him, he goes like, Don. I go like, God. He said, Don. I say, God. He said, quit mocking me, boy. I'm going to get you. I'm the only person in the world that can do God like that. He'd be like, Don, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. You're listening to my show, and I'm having a ball, and I want you to start believing in yourself. Whew, I just saw a lightning bolt come in the studio. I'm just kidding. Listen, the only way to survive in life is to have some joy in your life and believe in yourself, no matter what anybody says about you. Again, like I talked about Ernie Davis, the doctors told him he wasn't going to live long. He still fought for his dream. And I want a lot of us to start doing that, to keep believing in ourselves, because that's what I want you to do. I'm going to play this track by my friend, Dionne Warwick. And I know she wrote me already. Said, Don, quit talking about me on your show. But anyway, she's got a track called That's What Friends Are For. And good friends, they're going to encourage you. They're going to stick by you. So even when you go down into your slump, they're going to pull you back up and tell you, you know what? You're a great person. You're a good person. But you got to believe in yourself. So let's play this track. That's What Friends Are For. Oh, I like this too, because Stevie Wonder's on there. That's what friends are for.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes. Can
And as friends are, I forgot the words. But I like Gladys Knight on there. Whoa, for good times. I'm telling you. My producer just put up a sign. He said, there's something seriously wrong with you. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I like that song. That song just touches my heart. I love it. It's one of them sweetie beatie songs. And I want you to play that song in your head when you get depressed. And say, you know what, Don's my friend. And that's what Don is for. Oh, man. I swear. Did you know I used to really sing? I really could sing. Oh, man. Let me play this track. It is 8:16. We got a few more minutes to go. Actually, 14 more minutes. I played a track last week by Michael Franks and Valerie Simpson. And, man, I enjoyed the track so much. I'm going to play it again. It was just good. It says, now they know love has no end. And that's a song because now they believe after they got introduced to each other, they sang their little tutus off. And so this is Michael Franks and Valerie Simpson, Now Love Has No End.
Poetry, I memorize the movies where into each other's eyes the lovers stare. Aisha Varga with his Lara in their cottage in the snow. Ten below.
With only love to keep them warm, I soon discovered with alarm real life could not compete with fiction or widescreen love on the street. No face was shining there to meet me. In soft focus, guess my heart blew the part.
Seems like for me, stormy weather would always hide the moon. I flew the wind like a feather into the wrong monsoon. Till the light of your smile getting me to this island, I lost my way. But now I'll never be lost again. I'm not ashamed to say. I know for sure now love has no end. It sounds so commonplace. Reluctant to point my pen, but when I behold your face, I know for sure now love has no end.
No end.
Thank you. know for sure, now love has no end. It sounds so commonplace that I'm reluctant to point my pen. But when I behold your face, I know for sure, now love has no end.
No.
Come to
And I want you to have a great weekend. See you, baby.